Welcome to the Jessica Yoder and Sarah Bigley with Kelowna Realty Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. With the team of Jessica and Sarah with Kelowna Realty, you're not just getting a realtor, you're getting friends for life. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with Main Street Washington Executive Director Samantha Meyer about upcoming holiday events in Washington. This is part two of a two-part interview.
Obviously, we want you to get out and shop and explore. So this year, we are doing something a little different to try to encourage people to come downtown, whether you're shopping or just visiting, to look around. So our Wonderland has four themes to it. And so we have assigned themes per, like, kind of quadrant of the square, I guess, is the easiest way to say it. So we have a candy cane theme, snowflake, reindeer, and gingerbread. So the businesses in those areas are decorating accordingly. And then Main Street and the Washington Iowa Betterment Foundation have purchased some extra lighted displays that are in with the theme as well. We've added a lot of decor for this year, some more garland, everything to make it more festive. And actually, Atlas Molded is going to make us some awesome 3D cutouts of each theme. So that's really cool of them. And then we have some local artists who have been making photo backdrops for us. So each quadrant or side, if you will have their own backdrop that you can take a family picture by. And just go kind of explore and wander around, look at all the awesome decorations while you hopefully shop as well. Mm-hmm. So that's your break while you're getting lunch and wandering around and shopping and eating downtown. And then 5 p.m. kicks us off downtown with the live radio play. So this year they are doing a 2 30-minute shows, and it'll be on KCII, obviously. And you can watch them from the outside of the library. And they're doing the Magic Christmas Tree and No Christmas Bonus. So very cute and always fun to watch them do that. And then if you can't come for that, you can just tune in on KCII. And we are also going to have 3 food trucks set up downtown in Central Park this year. So JT Sips, Eatin' Good Kettle Corn, and DeLovely's Delicious Mini Donuts. So all the best treats and things to warm you up while you're watching the radio play or the parade. Speaking of the parade, that would be right after the radio show. So we start that at 6. We'll start the lighting ceremony. So 6 o'clock, we will start the ceremony at the bandstand in Central Park, where we'll read all the names of the memorial trees. And we have 120 Lights of Love memorial trees this year. So we should be out of room, really. So
at capacity.
It's going to be pretty full. So we will start that, do all of the updates and things at 6. And then the lighted parade follows as soon as we're done kind of with that ceremony and turning the trees on and everything. So we say about 6:30 for the parade. It really just depends on how fast we read the names and get through all of that. Last year was quite fast because it was very, very cold. So we just kind of sped it up. But so if you're there by 6, 6:15, you should catch the parade. And then we are bringing back the horse-drawn carriage rides. So they are back thanks to State Farm, John Korshkin's office. The carriage rides will be free starting after the parade. So they'll be set up and ready to go. You'll probably see them while we're doing the lighting ceremony, but they won't start until after the parade's over so that we don't have to worry about getting them back into the starting spot. So they'll be there after the parade, and we will also open Santa's house immediately after the parade. It'll be at the library, and that's presented by Washington State Bank again. They do such a great job with that. And so they'll be open until 8 for Santa's house right after the parade.
And then I know another new addition is the lighted bike procession before the parade.
This is so new that I'm not used to it yet. So Jenny Morgan and her bike group, cycling group, they wanted to bring awareness to bike riding to kids and get more people out on the Kiwash. And so one of the things to kind of bring that to light is to join the lighted parade. So they're inviting kids of all ages to come and string some lights on your bike or on a hat or whatever you want to do and kind of start the lighted parade. So they will come out first, and then we'll get them around. They'll do their one loop around the square, and then we'll get them off and settled, and then they can get it back in so that they can watch the parade, and then we will kick off the parade after that. So thank you. Yes. We're excited. Hopefully no snow so that they can ride and be safe. But it should be good.
Yeah, just a couple things.
Just a few things. That's just that was one whole day. Doesn't that sound like a great day?
I mean, it does.
I have to schedule a nap in there somewhere.
Yes, quick, just 15 minutes. Like, I'm just going to go. You won't see me for 15 minutes.
Yes, if you see me at all during the day, just bring me some coffee. It will be appreciated.
So a candy, something like, here's some sugar boost.
Yes. Great. Beef jerky, Mountain Dew, perfect.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
That was Samantha Meyer joining on today's Jessica Yoder and Sarah Bigley with Kelowna Realty Washington page to talk about upcoming holiday events in Washington. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.